Well, you know, gift cards, probably a big part of your Christmas. I know we a lot of grandchildren, and that was the way that we were able to give gifts to a lot of them. Whether they're physical cards or online gift certificates have really become a common present during the holiday. The National Retail Federation estimates that consumers will spend an average of $1.724 billion on gift cards this season. That's up, $172, that's per person. That's up from $163 per person, and that the gift card spending is like almost $32 billion.
Well, and the other statistic is there's over $1 billion of gift cards that go unredeemed every year. And
roughly,
that is
that's incredible. That's interesting. Roughly 24% of shoppers have at least one unspent gift card left over from last season, and that's between $25 and $50. So what do you do with that? Well, we have somebody with us right now. Kendall Perez is with us from a site called GiftCardGranny.com. And Kendall, first of all, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I understand you folks have a solution for those of us who have got gift cards that are burning a hole in our pockets right now.
We do. So GiftCardGranny.com is a comparative marketplace for buying and selling gift cards. So if you have a gift card that you received that you don't want, you can go on our site and see which reseller will give you the most cash back for your card. And then you work through them to get up to 92% back in cash value for your card. And you can either get a check sent to you. Depending on the reseller, you might be able to get that amount back in PayPal or even as an Amazon e-gift card.
Now, did I understand that, matter of fact, the deals, there's going to be, you're not going to get the full value back, as you said, right? So let's say
That's correct.
I have a $60 gift card, how much of that might I expect to get back?
On average, you get between 70 and 75% back. It really depends on a few things. It depends on how popular the gift card is. It depends on the inventory that a particular reseller has of that card. So, for example, Target, Walmart, Amazon, basically those cards that a lot of people use quite frequently, you're going to get a lot more cash back for simply because typically people will use those cards. They're not really interested in selling them. But things like a regional restaurant or maybe a clothing store that doesn't have very many locations, you might not fetch as much for those cards. But what we, what we believe in is the fact that, you know, if you're not going to use those cards, if you can even get, 60, 70% back, you can actually use that cash.
Yeah. Kel?
Do you offer gift card swap? Like if, I had a $100 gift card to, Bed Bath & Beyond, and I don't do a lot of shopping there, but, but I do shop a lot at Home Depot. Do you offer a swap service or anything like that?
We don't. It's just cards for cash, basically. But we also offer the discount element of it. So in addition to selling gift cards on Gift Card Granny, you can also buy gift cards at a discount. So
you can sell
your Bed Bath & Beyond discount, turn around and see how much money that would give you in a Home Depot gift card. And I think currently, like Home Depot specifically, is like 10% off. You can get a little bit more of a value
by buying gift cards, Ed. Tool time.
I need a new palm sander.
So, Kendall, you don't sound like a granny to me.
I'm sorry.
You're masquerading here or something.
I can see her with the little glasses baking gift cards.
It's in your mind, though, doesn't it?
I mean, it does.
Granny has a good ring to it. You don't forget it. It's all about branding. So that's kind of how she came about. And actually, it was kind of based on the founder. His name is Luke Knowles. It was based on his grandma. So the character that you see on our website kind of looks like Luke's grandma.
I see. All right. I was wondering how that worked, how you came up with the name. And you're right. I think that's a great brand.
By the way, I want to repeat something you said, which was that a way that you can maybe even get better value out of it is to have the money come back through PayPal or Amazon. Am I sure you get a little better rate that way?
Yes, absolutely. And some resellers will offer a better value in those forms than if they have to mail you a check, simply because it's easier for them to do it. They don't have to pay for postage. So if you, have a PayPal account and you use it, that's a great way to get a little bit more value. Or if you're a big Amazon spender, getting it for an Amazon gift card is also a great option.
Those are excellent ways of doing it. So now, giftcardgranny.com. By the way, folks, you'll find that on our homepage. You can go to there and click and find more about that. You essentially are kind of like a clearinghouse where you post the different cards and where they can get the better values out of them, right?
Exactly. So we're kind of like the Google of gift cards, so we can show you who gives you the best rate for your gift card if you're selling it, or who's going to give you the best discount if you're buying it. You don't have to go to all those individual reseller sites to find that. We have that all posted on our site.
So I'm on there right now. Matter of fact, Cal, you mentioned Bed Bath & Beyond. I see also Abercrombie & Fitch. Applebee's, Barnes & Noble, some of the ones that are up there right now.
Smoothie King. Ooh. I mean, come on.
We have, let me take a look here. You can actually see on the homepage, it tells you what the current inventory is. So we have over 64,000 cards shown on the site right now, 10,000 of which are new to the site, and the average discount is about 11%. And when you go to individual web or individual card pages, it also kind of gives you a little trend report. So I clicked on Best Buy, for example. Currently, we have a little over 1,200 cards that are for Best Buy, 200 of which are newly added. Shows you the average discount. It kind of shows you a trend of both inventory of and of the discounts. You can kind of see, you know, at what point was there maybe a higher discount. It's really kind of information rich here on the website.
Yeah. Now it says I see a filter by card type. There's physical gift card and then the online gift card. Which is usually a better deal, an online gift card or a physical gift card that you get?
You know, it kind of depends on the retailer. So, for example, if I'm looking at Best Buy, let's see here. And it looks to me like the better value here, if I get rid of eBay, that's one thing that you have to keep in mind. eBay is listed in our sellers,
and often
the discount looks a bit misleading just because it's a user-based discount. But, for example, with Best Buy, a physical gift card, the highest is a little over 4%. Whereas the online gift card is a little over 4%. So it's about comparable, but it does vary by retailer.
Well, the big news, Kel?
Well, maybe I was in the granny mode and I wasn't paying attention. But so do I take my gift card and mail it to you and then you give me the value back on it? How does that process work? Did I miss that?
No, we didn't talk about that. So, yeah, that's Please. A great question. So you're going to work directly with the reseller that you select, and typically – you do send them your card's information if you're selling that gift card. So everyone has a little bit of different process, but you basically enter in the gift card number and the code, and then you send it to them in the mail, or some actually don't even require that.
Yeah, they just send the number off the card.
And then within a couple of weeks, they process it, and you get a check or however you requested that refund to be received.
Typical amount of time it takes to process?
It's about 2 weeks. When you send it in, so it can be anywhere, from 10 days to 2 weeks, depending on how quickly they turn that around. I know that when I did it, I think a good rule of thumb is to just kind of take a picture of the card and the code. You have all that information. If there's any questions that come up, they do send you a receipt. And I did receive, information or an email when they received the card, and they told me when it was processing and how much time it would take. So they're really good about kind of keeping you in the loop.
I would imagine that it speeds up a little bit if you use Amazon and PayPal, because that can be done online.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
And that's kind of one of the advantages of using that, because it doesn't take as much time.
Boy, Amazon has just, I think it was 110 million Prime users that they got this year. It was just incredible.
I re-upped mine.
I know. Kendall, thanks so much for being with us. And what a great way to wrap up this holiday season. A way for you to take those gift cards that you may not be using. You can turn them into cash and then go off and buy whatever you'd like. Kendall, thanks so much for being with us. That's giftcardgranny.com. And Kendall, have a very good new year, too.
Thanks. You too.
All right.